News Team Coverage, 94.9 WSJM News Now.
Brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan. Serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. With a new governor, attorney general, and Michigan House and Senate set to take office in the new year, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce is optimistic for 2019. Chamber President and CEO Rich Studley tells us they're glad it won't be an election year, at least.
As we look at what many of the candidates who were successful in their campaigns talked about, there's been a lot of discussion about working together on talent, both talent attraction and retention. There's been a lot of discussion about workforce development, especially making sure that high school graduates who don't want to go on to college are ready to enter the world of work.
Studley says since Democrat Gretchen Whitmer was elected governor on the promise to fix the roads, he hopes that she and the state legislature will work to do that in the first part of the year. He also supports a tunnel for Enbridge Energy's Line 5 in the Straits of Mackinac, although Whitmer does not and says she believes the utility corridor is better than doing nothing and a safer option. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder is moving to bar state contractors and the recipients of state grants or loans from discriminating against LGBTQ employees. The Republican, who will leave office next week, issued his directive today. It requires all new or amended contracts, grants, or loans to include a covenant stating the recipient will not discriminate against workers or applicants based on sexual orientation or gender identity. Mary Jo Schnell with the Out Center in Benton Harbor tells us it's bittersweet news.
Over the moon that he's doing something, but it's on his way out the door when he had so many other opportunities if he'd only had the moral courage to do the right thing.
Schnell tells us Snyder could have pushed for an expanded Elliott Larson Civil Rights Act to protect LGBTQ Michiganders. Still, she says protecting the workers directly affected by Snyder's order is a start.
I think it's going to be a cause for pause for anybody that in the past had discriminated, either blatantly or kind of on the down low.
Schnell says that she's optimistic about what could come when Governor-elect Gretchen Whitmer takes office. She met with the Whitmer transition team in Lansing a few weeks ago and says she was impressed. The Palisades Nuclear Power Plant is back in service. That's following a refueling and maintenance outage that started on October 28th. Palisades management tells us 1,900 people worked to replace about a third of the fuel in the reactor and also inspected and upgraded hundreds of pipes, pumps, and electrical components, putting in hundreds of thousands of person hours. This was the 26th refueling and maintenance outage for Palisades, a plant that's scheduled to close permanently in 2022. The latest outage is intended to keep the facility safe and operational until that time. The plant in Van Buren County was brought back online this morning. With mild weather so far this winter, the skiing season has gotten off to a slow start for most resorts in southwest Michigan. Swiss Valley Ski Area in Jones tells us they usually aim to open the second week of December, but this year probably won't be open until next week. Even with snow produced on site, it remains too warm for reliable skiing. A Timber Ridge Ski Area near Goebbels tells the Herald Palladium much the same thing. An exception is Bittersweet Ski Area in Otsego. Manager Victor Gayhart tells us they started making snow in November.
We're very aggressive on our snow making because we saw it years ago. It seemed like the natural snow was back in, compared to what it used to be. And we thought, well, you know, if we need them, fine. If we don't, that's okay, too. And guess what? The last few years, man, we've needed them. So I'm glad we've been as aggressive as we have been.
Gayhart tells us Bittersweet has special patented snow guns, or essentially fans they pour water into that produce snow. Gayhart says Bittersweet's been the only ski area in the region to be open so far this year, which has made a good season for them so far. The others are waiting for after the new year when temperatures are expected to fall into the 20s. It was a deadlier Christmas holiday period on Michigan roads this year than last. Michigan State Police tell us, according to preliminary reports received by a Wednesday afternoon, 10 people had been killed in 9 separate crashes around the state from December 21st through the 23rd. That was the Operation CARE Lifesaver weekend period when extra police were out on the roads. Last year, state police say 4 people were killed during the Operation CARE initiative. Of the 10 deaths this year, 4 were pedestrians and 3 wrecks were alcohol-related. The current Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign is still running and will end December 31st. And music is a lot less happy these days. According to a new study, Michigan News Network's Zara Huber explains. Maybe we made a blind, so she tried.
If you think lyrics have become increasingly sad and angry, you're correct. A study by Lawrence Tech University shows a gradual trend from the 1950s, when lyrics were a lot more joyful. LTU computer science professor Lior Shamir says it's a change in people's tastes, not the actual music.
It really reflects about us, about our culture, because music is everywhere. Music is perhaps the most consumed form of art that we all consume. And it tells something about us as a society, what's the kind of music we prefer, the kind of lyrics we prefer.
Zahra Huber, Michigan News Network.
WSJM News Now continues with your Hilliard Lions report.
This is Rick Sanders with Hilliard Lions, bringing you a market recap and stocks of local interest for Friday, December 28th. U.S. stocks were mixed as thin trading added to volatility. Investors will be keeping an eye on China's Purchasing Managers Index report due out Monday and the U.S. PMI next Friday. The dollar was slightly lower while gold and oil finished higher. Stocks of local interest include American Electric Power, down 31 cents at $74.73, Express One up 4 cents at $56.03, J.P. Morgan down 23 cents at $96.81. GE up 25 cents at $7.52, IBM down 86 cents at $112.92, Microsoft down 79 cents at $100.39. Fifth Third up 5 cents at $23.37, Chemical Financial up 62 cents at $36.88. Stryker up 71 cents at $154.79, and Whirlpool up 55 cents at $107.25. For the session, the NASDAQ was up 5 points at 6,584, the S&P 500 down 3 points at 2,485, and the Dow was down 76 points at 23,062. This is Rick Sanders with Hilliard Lions, member of the New York Stock Exchange, FINRA and SIPC, at 2900 South State Street in St. Joseph.
WSJM News Now continues. The border battle between the Democrats and the president has left the Capitol in limbo for an entire week. ABC News White House correspondent Tara Palmieri has the latest.
It's the seventh day of the government shutdown, and 800,000 federal workers have been affected by it. They're either furloughed or working without pay, and it looks like there is no end in sight. Congress reconvened for the first time since Christmas for just 4 minutes because they are still at deadlock with the White House over this border wall. And it looks like the government won't reopen before the new year. And when it does, it will be a divided Congress that has to deal with it.
Meanwhile, Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador has reacted cautiously to a threat by President Trump to close the border. Trump tweeted today, quote, "We build a wall or close the southern border." Disputes with Congress over funding for the border wall have already led to a partial government shutdown. Today, Lopez Obrador said, "We are, quote, always seeking a good relationship with the United States. We do not want to be rash." The Secretary of Homeland Security traveling to the El Paso area to personally see how agents are treating the young migrant children in their care after two migrant children died while in custody. ABC's Joey Carrera reports from El Paso.
Customs and Border Protection has been heavily criticized for the way it handled the deaths of two migrant children in its custody. Since then, CBP implemented immediate changes, including welfare checks for migrants 10 and under. The agency will also work to improve housing options for migrants and expedite emergency medical care for those who are sick. Border Patrol has about 1,000 children in its custody across the El Paso sector, which includes West Texas and southern New Mexico.
The sheriff leading the investigation into the shooting death of a California police officer took aim at sanctuary laws that limit cooperation with U.S. immigration authorities. Stanislaus County Sheriff Adam Christensen told reporters today the suspect was in custody illegally, and if he had been deported for previous DUI arrests, the police officer he shot would still be alive. A rough week for Wall Street, and there are a number of immediate factors, including the partial government shutdown, the trade war with China, and President Trump's criticism of the chairman of the Federal Reserve. Here's ABC's Ariel Reshef.
After a 600-point drop, the Dow managing a dramatic rally. The market staging its biggest comeback in a decade, actually ending the day up 260 points. It's been a wild week on Wall Street, to say the least, stoking investor fears for their 401ks. All the major indices showing losses for the year. So a lot of people asking what's causing this. Well, it's a showdown between the bulls and the bears. Some optimistic about the health of the economy, others looking at the uncertainty and predicting a lot of trouble ahead.
The Vatican has taken testimony from a man who says ex-Cardinal Theodore McCarrick sexually abused him for years, starting when he was 11. Evidence the initial case against the retired archbishop has expanded to include serious allegations of misconduct, including in the confessional. Attorney Patrick Noker says his client, James Grine, testified yesterday in New York before the Reverend Richard Welch, judicial representative for the New York Archdiocese. He says Grine testified for about an hour. Several people killed after a deadly blast went off near a bus carrying tourists near the Giza pyramids in Egypt. ABC's Rhonda Ali reports from Cairo.
Friday's attack was the first on tourists in almost 2 years, raising concerns on the future of Egypt's slow but recovering tourism sector. Official statistics show a much-needed improvement in tourism revenues, the country's main source of foreign currency, which has suffered several blows since 2011.
Rhonda Ali, ABC News, Cairo, Egypt.
Turkey-backed Syrian fighters say their forces are on alert and ready for an offensive in a flashpoint Kurdish-held town after Syrian troops announced they've entered it and raised the government's flag there. A spokesman says that Turkey-backed fighters have reinforced their positions on the front lines, including in areas where Syrian troops have taken up positions alongside the Kurdish-led forces. As Sears awaits a bidder to save it from liquidation, the iconic retailer has announced it's closing another 80 stores. Here's ABC's Ryan Burrow.
Sears Holdings has informed employees at 80 Sears and Kmart stores nationwide that it will be closing their doors by March. That's on top of the 182 stores the iconic retailer announced it was slashing back in October. And the news comes the same day as the deadline for bidders to submit proposals to buy Sears. To this point, the only person who has expressed interest is the company's chairman, but no formal paperwork has been filed. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Chicago.
And what's on tap at the box office on the final Friday of the year? Not a whole lot. ABC's Christopher Watson has more.
You're not leaving, are you, Stan? The show must go on.
Only one film's opening on the final Friday of the year. Stan and Ollie star Steve Coogan and John C. Reilly as legendary comedy duo Laurel and Hardy, reconciling near the end of their lives during one final tour together. It's earning good reviews, but not expected to finish in the top 10.
That was awesome.
Look for Aquaman to hold the top spot, adding to its already more than $122 million domestic gross.
Permission to come aboard.
Christopher Watson, ABC News.
WSJM News Now continues with your weather forecast brought to you by ArtFX in Bridgman. Eye-catching vehicle wraps, custom signs, logos, and apparel. ArtFXsign.com. They're more than just a sign shop.